Welcome to Lisa 12. I'm Carolyn Rowland, your program chair. I'm going to start with a couple statistics. For our paper and practice experience report tracks, we received 49 submissions. We accepted 22. And we have over 1,000 sysadmins here. Conference's size really doesn't come off without an army of people, so we're going to thank these people now. Starting with the program committee, they do a lot of work starting last December, going all the way through this conference to bring all the papers and experience reports to the conference. They have to review the papers, shepherd the papers, and then they show up at the conference and they are session chairs and scribes. So thank you, program committee, you did a great job. And the rest of the conference is broken up into several roles. You see all the different roles here. I want to mention lightning talks. Lightning talks are a really exciting track. It's a 5-minute talk on anything related to sysadmin. So if you have any ideas, something you can speak for 5 minutes, please sign up for a lightning talk. 5 minutes. Anybody can talk for 5 minutes. And if you are worried about getting up in front of a crowd, 5 minutes is a really great practice of getting in front of somebody and talking. So I recommend doing it. Thank the steering committee. The steering committee makes sure that things that go well in LISA get passed on to future conferences. They also select the chair, so thank you for this opportunity. Yes, I will. The USIC staff, they're the behind-the-scenes magicians that pull off everything to do with the conference. It's not technical content. So while the rest of the people that I just thanked did all the technical content, the USIC staff made sure we had a hotel and food and everything that goes into making this event happen. Of course, we want to thank our sponsors and our exhibitors and all of our vendors hosting BOFs. These are some of our big sponsors. We want to thank our media sponsors and industry partners. And of course, all the authors who submitted papers this year and our external reviewers and everybody who came to LISA. Thank you. If you're a speaker in the room, please show up to your session a little early because your session chair needs to introduce you. So first you need to introduce yourself to your session chair. I want to also talk about birds of a feather sessions. You'll see some birds, some BOF boards out by registration with topics. These are really great interactive sessions in the evening. If you don't see a topic that you're interested in, write it in. Maybe you'll attract some people who are interested in the same topic. I want to remind you that we have our vendor exhibition opening today at noon, and it runs through tomorrow at 2 p.m. There's an exhibit hall happy hour tonight at 5:30, so there's food. Posters are one of the hidden gems at LISA. At more academic conferences, posters are huge, but here we sort of put them off to the side. I think that's a shame. Posters are seeds of ideas. That's where the next great thing might happen, so I really encourage you to go to the poster session and check out these ideas. Talk to the authors, ask them questions. Maybe you'll have something to do with creating the next idea. Social activities. So for all of you who are social, these are the social activities. For those of you who are not so social, don't think of these as social activities. Think of them as networking opportunities. So I challenge you, if you're not that social, find 3 people at this conference that you might stay in contact with after the conference. You may have to talk to 12 people to get those 3, but it's totally worth it. The LISA Game Show, it's a fun time. Please go. It's where really smart people go up on stage and they forget the answers to questions that we know. And of course, the Exhibit Hall Happy Hour and the reception this year on Thursday is on a boat. So be on the boat by 6:30 or you'll miss the boat. It is a James Bond theme, so you can dress in black tie. If you didn't bring a tux, we have provided one for you. So this slide is sort of an eye chart, but what it represents is that USENIX does a lot more than just LISA. USENIX has a lot of great events, and a lot of them apply to sysadmins. So check out the USENIX website, and you might find something that interests you. It's just a one-day session, so it'll only take you out of work for a day or two. There, a lot of them are interactive workshops. They're great. And it wouldn't be LISA 12 if we didn't tell you when LISA 13 is going to be. Notice the date is earlier next year. Yes, and these two lovely gentlemen that you see on the slide, that'd be Narayan Desai and Kent Scar. They will be your chairs for next year. And they're sitting right here. Stand up, guys. So now we have some awards to give out. I have 7 awards this morning. I'm going to start with the 3 paper submission awards. So when I announce your paper, please come up to receive your award. We're going to start with the Best Practice and Experience Report for this year. Andy Keen is here to accept for lessons learned when building a greenfield high-performance computing ecosystem. Congratulations. Oh, wait. And you'll see that it's presented Friday at 11 a.m., so you can see his talk. The next paper is the Best Student Paper, and Soyla is coming up to receive that award. It's Thea, Visual Signatures for Problem Diagnosis in Large Hadoop Clusters, and her paper will be presented today at 11 a.m. I encourage you to go see these presentations. The authors are encouraged to present more than just the paper. Congratulations. Oh. So even if you read the paper, the presentation should have something new or exciting that adds to that. And the best paper for 2012 is to Chuan Yue for preventing the revealing of online passwords to inappropriate websites with Log Inspector. And he is coming up to receive that award. Wonderful. Congratulations. Oh, did you get us?
Oops.
Don't fall. So congratulations, everybody. Good job. Now I would like to introduce John Arashid. He is the Vice President of the USENIX Board. He's going to present the USENIX Awards.
So we actually have three different awards that we cover. Sometimes we normally cover this in the summertime at the ATC or the Federated Conferences Week. We're doing all three this time. The first one is the Lifetime Achievement Award. And for this, we actually have the award going to John Mashey. And in his case, it's for contributions to rigorous discipline systems evaluation. And basically, the key thing that we were looking at was the spec benchmarking suite, but he's also known for the programmer's workbench going way back to actually enable developers. And we have a little video acceptance award. I just want to make sure I do this correctly. Do I need to?
This is a fine surprise. Sorry I'm not there. I joined the Programmer's Workbench team in 1973, the same week we got Bell Labs' second 1145. It's fun to enable shell programming, write MM macros, and give talks like USENIX 1983 keynote, Software Army on the March. I ran OS work at MIPS with the rare chance to create Unix-friendly CPUs. Co-founded SPEC in response to bad benchmarks and then got to help design SGI supercomputers. Unix and its community have given me so much, my car reminds me every day. Thanks, USENIX.
For the next award we have is the Software Tools User Group Award. And for this we have Arthur David Olson, who unfortunately is not present today. But this is for his contributions and initial work on the time zone database with the various many different names on there. So once again, Arthur David Olson for the Software Tools Group. Okay. Now the one that everyone's also been waiting for is the LISA Award that we have for the Outstanding Achievement. And in this particular case, we have three individuals for this award who are actually present here today. So we'll have them come up and give a little acceptance here in just a second. Jeffrey Snover, Bruce Payette, and James Truer for the PowerShell work that they've done on bringing the power of automated systems administration tools for this community. So welcome, gentlemen. Acceptance?
Great. Yeah. Please. Howdy. Well, I'm just super pleased to be here. All of us are old Unix guys, and so I think one of our best criticisms was, boy, it looks like you built this PowerShell thing for the Unix guys instead of the Windows guys. And of course, that was true. We sort of did. we had seen, we had just seen a lot of people who had been who had tried to adopt Windows in their environment, but they weren't able to succeed, and that's because we had not given them the tools necessary to succeed. So what we wanted to do was to build a tool that you all could succeed in using in your environment. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
So I just want to say that you guys rock. We're doing our work for you. If we do it wrong, please let us know. But thank you very much for the award.
Thanks very much. I have nothing to say.
I think we'll do a quick picture here.
Oh, great. I don't know if they want to do it.
Where?
I guess I'll here? Do that. I'll do a virtual shake.
There we go.
Shaking. Cool. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thanks, John. Now I'd like to call up Philip Kaiser. He is the president of the LOPSA board. He's going to give out the Chuck Yerkes Award.
Thank you, Carolyn. I don't have a spiffy lapel mic, but again, a president of LOPSA, and I'm going to be talking fast because we are in a hurry. I'm understanding the schedule. Okay. So for y'all that don't know Chuck Yerkes or Yerkes, I have heard both and unfortunately never had the opportunity to hear him pronounce his last name. It was just not said around him or in my presence. So I know I'll hear from y'all later which way it is. Chuck Yerkes was a prime example of the setting a high bar, a standard for what it is to be a professional and a sysadmin. He was extremely active in online and in-person events, giving helpful, knowledgeable, professional advice, but also being fun and funny. In 2004, we lost him to a motorcycle accident, and there was an immediate outpouring of social goodwill, sympathy, memories to his family and the net at large. It was with the blessing of his family that a award was begun to note people that demonstrate the same levels of professionalism and community that he did. Over the course of the year, we watched to see who is active in the LOPSA, LISA, and other communities, and it's my pleasure to present this award today to one who's been active in particular, LOPSA, Linux Kernel, RSyslog, OpenWRT, and other communities. He has been a standard bearer for our community, demonstrating professionalism and helpfulness. So this year, I'd like to present the Yerkes Award to David Lang. I believe he is here. Thank you.